welcome to the Hoop Collective podcast. We talk about the NBA. We're pre-recording this. That's all I can say. You're hearing it on Tuesday morning or Tuesday during the day. I don't know when you're hearing it, but it comes out Tuesday, the day of the NBA.
What an intro.
Season kickoff.
Hey, we're wearing the same shirts. We're wearing the same shirts as our last podcast, with the exception of On Temps.
I've got more product in my hair since last pod.
All
right. So who could forget the pulsating excitement of the game that we played in the playoffs last year?
You haven't introduced anybody, by the way, pal. You have no idea who's on the pod.
Especially we're out of our regular days.
Really, all over the place.
Excuse me. Are you the host of this podcast?
I just was making sure we were introduced.
Perhaps you should be.
I was saying that who could forget the exciting game that was played last year during the playoffs when we each picked a team, and our first guest that you just heard from there, Tim Bontemps, joining us from New York City, you won that game.
I did. A dinner I may someday get picked up, maybe. We're ever together again, not on the company dime.
Yeah, joining us from Dallas is Ben McMahon. McMahon, I just want you to know, let me tell you something that happened.
I just want to say howdy partners, just to be polite, but go on.
I'm sorry. He's got me all fired up.
I can tell. Flustered. The product's going to be dripping as you sweat it out here.
During the meeting that we had in Los Angeles, we were all together about a month ago. I joined Bontemps at the table, and a number of people ordered drinks. And being the good guy that I am, I decided I was going to pick up all those nice folks' beverages. And I asked for the check. The check comes, and Bontemps' dinner, which he'd finished by the time we got there, is on the check, and I'd already paid it. I paid for that dinner. I think I'm off the hook.
Nah, no chance. That doesn't count.
Now, listen, bogus. It sounds good to me.
Also, McMahon wasn't there, too.
I was going to say, the point is,
nonetheless, what's the difference?
Me.
You got a dinner.
Yeah, I mean, you jumped in and announced you were going to pick up a dinner at, let's just say, an establishment that I wouldn't be going to if I was making people pick me up for dinner. So
I don't even remember.
Would Mrs. Bontemps approve of this establishment? What were you guys doing?
It's an establishment we frequented quite a bit at the summit. So,
All right. Anyway, we talk about the NBA.
Don't drag me into your mess.
Yeah, with okay. All of that, with that in the past, including Bontemps being paid off for that victory.
Yeah, likely story.
We are going to do it with the NBA teams. We're going to each pick 10 teams. Mm-hmm. And we're going to total up the number of wins at the end of the season for our picks. And that person will get what prize? What is the prize we're going to?
I don't know. We'll come up with something. Maybe another dinner.
The dinners have yet to be paid off. I'll come up with something by the end of the podcast. We'll agree to it. We'll get it on okay. the record.
Yeah. We'll come to an agreement.
Well, since Bontemps won the last time we did this, you may go first, Tim Bontemps.
Ooh.
You have the first pick. That's your freaking prize.
I was gonna say I want to pick third. All right. Well, if I'm going first, I'm gonna take the team that I think is gonna have the most wins in the league this year. The Philadelphia 76ers. that's a good point. It is the way it's gonna go. I thought the Celtics were gonna be the team with the best record going into the training camp. Obviously, some things have happened in Boston. Being around the Sixers a lot, I think this team is stacked. I think they can play a lot of different ways at both ends. And I think most importantly, they are going to be motivated to win a ton of regular season games. So they would have been my first team off the board wherever I went, but I'm taking them with the first pick.
I'm assuming you're going to be. Yeah, I was going to say. I was just going to assume that you would be polite and let me go second, being the upstanding gentleman that you are, since you didn't invite me to this.
Brian pretty clearly wanted to have the third pick. I think so. That's what we figured out here.
I
don't much of a strategy.
I'm going with a team that I would take as the title favorite. I believe the best team in the league. That's the Milwaukee Bucks, despite the fact that, you know, with Middleton missing however much time he will early in the season, it might be a slow start, but I'm going to take the Bucks as the team I think will have the most wins in the league and then win a title.
I won that thing and I won that playoff one because I had Giannis and I only played for two rounds. So certainly going with Giannis in one of these is not a bad idea. It's guaranteed to get a lot of wins.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. I will say that I'm a little bit surprised you think Philly's going to have the best record, Bontemps. I think it's possible that they can, but
that's called source surprised. Development via podcast.
I guess the way I'd look at it is I feel really confident that the Sixers are going to be at the top of the East. I think the Bucks are too. I just really don't have a good feel for the West at all. Like, I think those top six or seven teams could be in a bunch of different orders. So I think certainty wise, like McMahon going with Milwaukee, I think that the top East teams to me are a much better bet to be really good. Cause you could, in the West, you could be first or second or maybe seventh.
Yeah. But I think the East teams, they're going to play each other more. And I think there's a chance they're going to cannibalize each other. There's more.
Could be.
I think there's more competition in the East. Having said that, the Celtics, I agree with you that they are somewhat diminished. I don't know off the top of my head how their Vegas win total may be altered when Ime Udoka was suspended.
It hasn't changed. Still have it hasn't changed a lot.
Yeah, they still have the highest total for the Vegas odds.
I think it might have dropped I think it might have dropped one win, maybe. It hasn't dropped a lot though.
Well, which I guess is good if I'm taking the team that has the highest number for Vegas with the third pick. I have no idea how the East is going to shake out. I just know that the Celtics, assuming general health, are going to be there. Maybe I shouldn't assume that because one of the big concerns is Robert Williams is already banged up. And, you know, they have guys on their team that have a history of injuries, including Malcolm Brogdon. So,
and obviously a completely unproven head coach, unless true. You want to count Division II work.
But I mean, I really think, you know, I'm not predicting that Jason Tatum will win the MVP, but I think Jason Tatum could win the MVP award. And he has a narrative this year where overcoming the situation could go in his favor. So you guys know I'm a big believer in Tatum. Now I get to pick again, right?
And
I don't do fantasy.
That's how this is how snake drafts work.
Okay,
you pick third, so now you also pick fourth.
You're going to have two picks every single time. I'll have one. Bontemps will have two.
I think you can keep up with that, Brian. I think.
Okay, I will take the Clippers with the fourth pick. The Clippers are, I think, really positioned to be able to withstand the ebbs and flows of the season. They're extremely deep. Mm-hmm. I think they're well coached. I think there's a possibility that they could even improve the roster as the season goes along. There are even some of their young guys that are developing are interesting. So
I had a scout who was at their game the other day text me unprompted that they're going to win the title if they're healthy. He was like, these guys are clearly the best team. I mean,
but that's a different conversation than regular season wins because
yes,
they are extremely deep. And so I do think they'll be able to, you know, still win at a high clip while load managing Kawhi and Paul George and John Wall and whoever else. But
our first three picks are Issa. That was the first West team picked. Okay.
I think that reflects sort of like I said, I like those three East teams to me. I know to me, barring something crazy, they're going to be at the top of the conference. The West, I just think, is very, very wide open.
All right. I think it's McMahon's turn.
It is.
I am returning a text message right before I pick the Fighting Draymonds. Oh, wait, that's not a good way to put it. The Golden State Warriors. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors. I mean, the defending champs, obviously, loaded with proven dynasty talent, dynasty core, plus ascending talent. I like their odds to end up as the number one seed in the West.
So that's a good pick. With the sixth pick, I'm going to go with Denver. I think Denver, you know, with Michael Porter Jr. back in theory, with Jamal Murray back, we saw this team be around 50 wins the last couple of years. We know Nikola Jokic is healthy, plays a ton of games every year. I think they're built to win a lot of games, and I think they're going to be good. I got a couple different options for this next pick, but I think.
Can I just say something about Denver real quick?
Sure.
Michael Porter Jr., he could barely move in the preseason last year. I've said this before, but I remember going to a preseason game in person and he blew like two dunks where he like just couldn't get up. And it certainly was a little bit alarming that they signed him to that extension within days of that. But I don't think he was ever right last year. He didn't look, he couldn't move. He couldn't jump.
I mean, I remember when they played Cleveland in the first week of the season and Larry Markkanen was going around him like he wasn't there. I mean, that was when I was like, oh man, this could be trouble.
So small sample size, but he has looked much better in the preseason. Yeah. They have protected him on minutes. He is not playing. In fact, none of their team is playing many minutes, as you could imagine. But when he has played, he has looked good. And most importantly, that I've watched, when I'm allowed to watch Denver games, because, you know, I'm 500 miles away, but, you know, in the same media market, allegedly. His height, his lift on his jump shot, to me, looks back. So if you're looking for a reason to believe in Denver, it looks at this moment like Michael Porter may be that having another back surgery, he may be doing much better.
Also, that two-time MVP is a pretty good player.
He's pretty good. And
for a reason to believe in him.
And he's available, which is the other thing when you're talking about winning, picking regular season wins. And I could go a bunch of different
ways.
That
is the most important thing for an MVP is number of games played. I've learned that. Thank you.
Oh,
here we go.
Get all jackass.
Back to that. At the other pick, though, ultimately, I went back and forth on a few picks. I'm going to go with Miami. I think the Heat, you know, Eric Spoelstra, one of the best coaches in the league. I think the Heat are going to be, they're always going to be in the mix. I saw them last week. They feel good about where their team is at. I think Kyle Lowry is going to be better this year. I expect Bam Adebayo to be better this year. Jimmy looks ready to go. So I'm going to take them because I'm pretty certain they're going to be somewhere close to 50. And I just really don't have a great sense with these West teams, how it's going to shake out.
All right.
Well, I can't believe it's your turn again. See, I don't even know. I thought it was my turn. Wait a minute. You picked since I left. I don't know.
This really is incredible.
Bontemps,
tell me when it's
two,
my turn.
I get one. You get two. I get one. Bontemps gets right. two. We're going to get
three. Did they teach counting at Kent State? Like one, two,
by the
three,
way,
you know, four,
they
five,
didn't teach
how can you grasp like analytics, advanced stats?
I told
you
at the start of this, I don't know how this works. I don't do it. I'm not in fantasy leagues. Go ahead.
All right. I am going to go. I'm deciding between two teams that had really dramatic in a bad way off seasons. But I think I'm going to pick the Nets out of those two. Part of that is because another guy coming off back surgery that I had pretty significant doubts about, like Michael Porter Jr., has looked pretty damn good during the preseason. I'm talking about Ben Simmons. If KD's healthy, I don't care if he's happy. He's, a healthy KD is going to win a pretty decent amount of games. You know, who knows if Kyrie shows up or not, but when he does, he's good at putting the ball in the basket. I can't tell you I'm in love with the Nets. I've certainly got some concerns, but a lot of talent on that roster.
It's time to knock that new business idea out of the park with Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Forget the off-season work. Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. Whether you're selling warm-ups or wall hangers, it's time to start selling with Shopify and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. With Shopify, you'll customize your online store to your brand, discover new customers, and build the relationships that create those diehard fans. Shopify fields all the sales channels to grow a winning business. From an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free on-demand business courses, Shopify is on your team every step of the way. It's how every minute new sellers around the world score their first sale with Shopify, and you can too. Shopify is the secret to becoming a business champion by making it simple for anyone to sell their products anywhere. taking the guesswork out of selling. When you're ready to take your winning idea to the world, team up with Shopify, the commerce platform powering millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. Try out Shopify for free today and start selling anywhere. Do people see your kitchen and say, wow? If not, then you need to visit CabinetsToGo.com to request their free custom 3D design and quote for a kitchen makeover that wows for a whole lot less than you'd think. The kitchen is the heart of the home, and according to real estate experts, upgrades to the kitchen are one of the best ways to add value and joy to your home. As seen on HGTV's Dream Home, CabinetsToGo.com is your one-stop renovation destination. They have everything you need from design to installation. And with 200,000 cabinets available and ready to ship, your wow kitchen can be complete in weeks, not months. Visit CabinetsToGo.com today and see why no one beats their prices or their transferable limited lifetime warranty. Right now, get a full custom 3D design of your new kitchen at CabinetsToGo.com/hoop. That's a free custom 3D design of your new wow kitchen at CabinetsToGo.com/hoop. I think Bontemps is, I don't want to speak for him, but I think he's pessimistic about him.
Yeah, I'm skeptical the Nets are going to be able to be, I guess this would have them fifth in the East. I could see a scenario certainly where they're fifth. Like, I think from that standpoint, it's probably the place to be. I have a lot of concerns about their athleticism on the perimeter, about their ability to guard. And now you've got both Joe Harris and Seth Curry dealing with foot injuries right now. We'll see where they're at when the season starts next week. Ceiling wise, they have a really high ceiling, but I also think they could have a pretty low floor. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if this is like the Lakers season with Dwight and Kobe in 2012-13, where it's just sort of all over the place.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
Wasn't Steve Nash part of that team too? It is Brian and Wendy Windhorst's turn. Okay. Get two picks.
Good. Two. Good to know.
Amazing.
I can't believe we're what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're 8 picks deep and no one's picked the Suns.
I thought about it.
I agree that the Suns were maybe slightly overvalued with their victories last year and they've had these problems, but I still think they're going to be a good team. Look, if Chris Paul misses 40 games, you know, it's not going to be good, but I still think they're built to win. And I still think they will win a lot of games because I think their talent level is good. And, you know, I think the way they ended last season, ultimately, even though they had troubles in the offseason, I think it's ultimately going to lead them to have some focus. So I'm going to go with the Suns. And I was heavily considering the Grizzlies here because I really like the Grizzlies. But with Jaren Jackson being out for a while, and, you know, they're going to be a little bit more hunted this season. I'm going to go with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I knew you were going to do that. When Wendy visits the training camp and he's this is the Wendy training camp tour.
I visited the Suns
part of the draft. I know you.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they're going to win a lot of regular season games.
I thought about them with the Miami pick. I was going back for to Minnesota and Miami. Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the odds or the win totals that I don't know what casino was that Bontemps sent them to us. I don't know what casino this is, but there's like six teams that are, mm-hmm. you know, 47, 48 or 49 and a half. I mean, and they're all these same teams pretty much.
Yep.
You know, for our purposes, there's a little element of luck that's going in here. You're just making really guesses at this point.
By the way, I agree with you. The Suns are built to win. I'm just a little concerned with the way that foundation has shifted. It was a hot, dry summer out there in the desert. That's all I'm saying.
McMahon's just a hater on the Suns. Just a hater. Number one hater.
I'm not a hater.
I'm making a joke.
I see it, guy.
I'm with you, bud. I'm with you 100%.
I have to go to Phoenix. Concerned about ordering room service at this point. I'm going there next week.
One time I was in Phoenix with McMahon and we were walking down the street from the hotel to the arena.
This could go a lot of different ways.
He was pointing out various bars. He goes, boy, this happened in that bar that night, and this happened in that bar that night. And oh boy, I had a good night at this bar that night. The guy's freaking amazing. I was like, is every city like this, McMahon, or is it just Phoenix? It's crazy.
No, only in the West. I don't get
can't come east of the Mississippi. Not allowed.
I think I'm going to go about as close to east of the Mississippi. Matter of fact, is Memphis technically east of the Mississippi? I'm not a geography major. I just know which conference
it is. On the eastern.
Okay.
It is on the eastern.
So that's here I come. East of the Mississippi, baby. The Memphis Grizzlies. Part of my training camp tour. I'll take them. Obviously, 56 wins last year. I don't think they hit that. They did take a couple blows to their bench. I think they're deep enough to withstand it. Desmond Bane, they believe, and I'll buy it, is going to make another jump this season. I think Jaren Jackson Jr., based on what I hear, will be back closer to Halloween than Christmas. I don't know if I can be a lot more specific than that, but my point is I don't think he'll be out for an extended period. And boys, get ready for the Santi Aldama show in the meantime. Second year guy.
I was going to say, you got to tell people who Santi Aldama is. Is that a big preseason?
Yeah, no, the Grizzlies do well with those number 30 overall picks. So I think he'll, I think he'll help keep the fort steady in the meantime.
Yeah, Loyola Maryland kid is going to probably start for Jaren for a while until he comes back.
I think I might have mentioned this last week, but Aldama had a really good preseason game when I was there. And so people are asking Stephen Adams in the locker room after the game about him. And Adams said, he shaved his eyebrows so he can see now.
Oh, man. I don't know how to follow
I probably
that
mentioned
up.
That last week because it was definitely one of my favorite quotes I've heard.
I don't think you did, actually. I don't remember that. So with these next two picks, I'm first going to go with the Toronto Raptors. I think if you look at last year, they never were healthy, and they still won a whole bunch of games. Should have Fred VanVleet back healthy. Scotty Barnes has been dealing with an ankle injury during training camp, but obviously was the rookie of the year. Should be able to take a step forward. They're excited about Pascal Siakam. Raptors have added all these 6'8 guys, long athletic team, pretty deep, can play a lot of different ways. Think they'll be hard to play on a nightly basis. So I think they're going to be very tough in the Eastern Conference. And with the other pick, I went back and forth a couple times. I think I'm going to bet on Luka, though, and go with Dallas.
Oh, you're stealing my hometown, my homer selection here.
Well, I was looking at them and a couple of these other teams in the East, and I just, Luka came in off a Eurobasket, should be fully ready to go when the season starts. And, this is mostly just a bet on him being able to have that team at a high level. So I'm going to go with him with the next selection.
All right.
No, seems like you were going to take them. So I feel okay.
Yeah. I always say healthy in shape. Luka's, that's a 50 plus win guy with a decent supporting cast around him. I do think they're a 50 ish win team, whether that's good enough for sixth or seventh or third, we'll see how the West plays out. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Get well soon, Evan Mobley.
Yeah, that was the other team I was going back and forth with.
He should, assuming no setback, he should be ready for opening night.
When they play Toronto, should be a fun game.
There we go. And obviously that's just they've got three proven all-stars and another guy who's got a higher ceiling than any of them in Mobley. So, not a perfect roster, but boy, the top end of it is pretty talented.
Whose turn is it?
It's yours.
Oh, I am very pleased to select the Atlanta Hawks this low because they are a team that, again, has a lot of depth on it. While I do think that the Eastern Conference is going to be a meat grinder, I think that they are an improved team and an undervalued team. I think we're going to see quite a few times this year where we see East teams run hot and cold just because of the unrelenting nature of what that schedule is going to be. And, I'm going to convince myself to not overreact on the Hawks either way, but I'm happy to have the Hawks available to be picked right here, quite frankly, for a team that has that much talent on it. And I will go with the New Orleans Pelicans. This is a fragile team, and they were, how many wins did they have last year? 36 or 37?
Something like that.
So, you know, but they did it without their best player. And so he should be back. They have, you know, developing young guys. I think the world of Brandon Ingram, that they're going to be hard to beat at home. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think they're probably still a play-in team, but maybe a play-in team that has, you know, maybe 7-8 more wins. It could work out that way.
A lot of swing potential there. Zion's healthy, you know, get full season with CJ. Like, I'm a little concerned about how they're going to guard people, but if they're healthy, they are going to score. Like, with those three guys and Jonas Valanciunas, they're going to be putting up a ton of points every night.
They'll score a ton of points, and Herb Jones will guard everybody.
Exactly.
What about Grand Theft Alvarado? Look out for him.
Grand Theft Alvarado, yeah. And, you know, Ingram's not a terrible defender. You know,
Trey Murphy's interesting.
Zion's close to his listed weight, so he might actually put forth some effort on that end. All right. At this point, they've got LeBron. They're obviously trying to win. A whole lot of issues, but I'm going with the Lakers.
It's hard to argue with that. I was hoping you would skip them so I could get them here with mine. I would have picked the Knicks ahead of them, though. I'm picking the Knicks here. Okay. I think the Knicks are going to be pretty good. Jalen Brunson, just being at a couple of these preseason games, he is really going, I've talked about it a little bit on the pod already, but he is going to make a massive impact, I think, on this team from a culture standpoint. Most importantly, just from an on the court standpoint, he was the best player to change teams by free agency this summer by a significant amount. McMahon obviously saw him up close a bunch the last few years in Dallas. And he, I just think, is going to have a really steadying influence on this team. He's going to get RJ Barrett a lot more easy shots. I think he will play better. I think he's going to get Julius Randle more easy shots. I think Julius will play better. And the Knicks are also just 10 deep with solid players. I think their second unit's going to be able to have a lot of success. So I don't know how they're going to do when you get into the meat grinder of the season in terms of playing these teams above them. Like, I'm not sure what their chances are of finishing top eight, but I feel pretty good about them being ninth. And now I have absolutely no idea what to do with this other pick, because I don't feel
great. Can I say something about the Knicks real quick? So they won 37 games last year. They actually finished on a pretty good finish. They sort of stuffed some wins in at the end to inflate their record a little bit. And look, you know, you always got to be careful about overjudging a team performing it during the tanking season. But they could be a lot better, or they could be significantly better and still only win three more games, because I think it's just going to be harder to get wins in the East this year.
East is tough.
Yeah.
East is really tough. So now I got to try to decide what to do with this other pick. Portland has gotten obliterated multiple times in the preseason. Has not looked great.
Dame Lillard. I mean, I'm not super duper concerned about it, but he's shooting under 40% again in the preseason.
The Bulls don't have a healthy point guard, and we have no idea when he's going to play. They have been up and down during the preseason. Charlotte's an absolute disaster.
Can I let you know it? Let you know a little secret.
Yeah,
you're not gonna like any of the teams that
I know
here on out.
Now we're talking about teams that are 500 or worse. We're in that zone. Yeah,
I am gonna take the Washington Wizards. I think the Wizards
Bulls fans are fuming.
Well, I went back and forth on the Bulls and the Wizards. The Lonzo situation, I just am very concerned about. And I think the Bulls have some downside potential. I think the Wizards, I think, are going to be motivated to try to make it into the play-in, whether they should or not. And they traded for Kristaps Porzingis. They're going to want him to be featured. He has come in, seems to be ready to go. Bradley Beal signed this new contract.
They want to win. They're not. You know, I'm not saying that they won't turn tank if, like, the situation presents itself, but, like, Brad Beal wants to win. They're not an organization that really does that.
No, and that's always been Ted Leonsis' thing too. So I'll go with them, though I wouldn't say I feel great about it.
I'll go with the Bulls despite your reasonable concerns. I just feel like the high-end talent on that roster.
I don't know who else you pick right there.
Yeah, is the best that's left, you know? I mean, between LaVine and DeRozan, and, you know, we'll see how everything else shakes out. Obviously got off to a much better than expected start last year. Lonzo Ball went down and it didn't go so hot after that, but you know, it's getting pretty close to 2 a.m., boys.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Vivid Seats wants you to get to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seat Rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code HOOP. That's code HOOP, H-O-O-P. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live.
Now, Brian,
whose turn is it? Whose turn
is it? You get to pick twice as you've played this bit out.
Sacramento Kings. Again, I think they're gonna want to win. You know, when you're looking here, because you know you haven't picked the Blazers. I could pick the Blazers here, but I just don't know. Like last year, when things were going poorly for the Blazers, they tucked tail. And it might not be a bad idea for the Blazers to tuck tail. I think the Kings would go all out to get the number.
Well, the Kings will have a parade if they're in the play-in tournament. They'll be right, so absolutely. Happy.
A so banner, I just, parade.
You know,
Mark Spears will be leading it.
Should I? I guess I should. I'll be honest with you. I'm tempted to go with the Pistons because I think they're going to go fourth too, because I think they would love to be 10th. But just from a talent standpoint, I'll go Blazers. I think there's just more wins available in the West than the East. So, you know, you're right. It's now 2:15.
2:15. We've got a good buzz. So I'll go with the Hornets here.
I just saw the Hornets last night. Obviously, sans LaMelo Ball. That's got a chance to be, I think, a
don't
very
reveal
rough
what
situation.
Day this podcast was recorded.
Yeah, no, get well soon, LaMelo, on that one. Not in love with it. Not in love with the pick here.
I am actually a little excited the Detroit Pistons are here, to Brian's point. I think they're going to try to be competitive. I think there's a good chance they are terrible. They're playing Jaden Ivey, who is super fun to watch and is going to be really good. He's also a young guard. Young guards commit a billion turnovers. They're playing all these young players. You know, Jalen Duren's going to play a lot. Cade's is still in his second year. I think a year from now, they could be really good, especially if they get some lottery luck. But I will take them. And then with this other pick, man, this is my last pick until the last pick of the draft, which is going to be made for me. So I'm not going to have to choose any of these other teams.
We're in the Victor Derby now, boys.
Yes. So if you're looking through these teams, you know, I'm going to say the Orlando Magic for sort of the same reason as the Pistons, in that they have all these young guys, and in theory, they're going to be playing they're young guys till the end. And I don't think they're going to be taking Paolo and not playing him the final 20 games and having Franz Wagner not play the final 20 games or anything like that. Now, it might not matter. They also might be terrible, but I think they'll play it out and play to the end. So I'll take
Orlando. McMahon, we're now at Denny's.
Denny's might be too high a class.
Oh man, give me the Jazz. They've got enough veterans to.
They're trying to win. Didn't you?
Oh
hear
yeah,
that?
No, clearly that's the message.
Trying to win.
No doubt, no question. I've got faith in them. Put forth a really good effort there. You know, they've got more.
You know,
they've got more legitimate Jazz, veterans, you know. That they need to unload to really tank. So
yes,
hopefully Conley and Clarkson and the boys will squeeze one out or squeeze a few out before they get plantar fasciitis or traded.
Well, the Indiana Pacers don't like to tank. They're eventually going to tank. They just have their highest draft pick in like 30 years with Ben Mathurin, who, by the way, looks pretty impressive in the preseason. And as Mathurin plays well, I think they're going to be like, huh, maybe this tanking thing is for us after all.
Yeah, him and Tyrese Halliburton and a young player is going to look pretty good in a year.
Rick Carlisle's got some tanking experience. I'll just say that.
So what's your other pick there, Brian?
I just think the Thunder will do what has to be done, and the Rockets might have some more young players that'll play. And so I think the Rockets may eke out a win or two, and the Thunder will do what needs to be done to get themselves down into that 14%er, that 14% lottery zone.
Well, I think Shea's going to play at least 40 games this year, and they'll win like 18 of those. So I'll go ahead and take the Thunder over the Spurs.
All right. So I'll end up with the San Antonio Spurs, who I would have picked with the last pick. I think they are, they're going to try like hell to replicate what they did with Tim Duncan in 1998 and win 17 games and draft him with the first pick. We'll see if they can do it, but that certainly seems what they're on the path to do. What could be Pops last year?
Do you have any last comments, McMahon, on what the wager would be for whoever wins this bet?
That's right. I was supposed to think about that.
A gift certificate to the Pink Parrot.
I'm on scholarship there. What's that doing
for me? I was going to say.
By the way, so is Bond Timps, and you would
be also
too
true.
If you were so inclined.
It's true.
I'm going to say that instead of the winner getting rewarded, the loser has to record and tweet a song that is complimentary of the other two people on this podcast.
Oh my All God. Right. There is no because, way I'm agreeing to that.
No, because we're not gonna have any tanking here. No race to the bottom. We're trying to avoid
last
place.
We have to tweet it from our own account?
Absolutely.
If we tweet it on another account.
Your own account, sir. You agreed to let me come up with it, and so you're all the way in now, buddy. You're like the Timberwolves with the Rudy Gobert trade. You're all in, baby.
Well, I don't always pay my bets on this podcast.
You've got a little baritone voice. You got the recording studio. You're ready to roll, man.
God. Oh my God, what is it? We have to record you know how bad of
just a little ditty, just a little ditty. You know, a couple verses. I mean, I think that, you know,
maybe we can compromise and just, maybe we can compromise and just have it be a poem. It doesn't have to be a song.
They're trying to get some more positivity.
Some more positive
vibes here, trying to improve the chemistry. I think
it could be William Shatner spoken.
Yeah. It's spoken word.
I mean, it's just now a guarantee that I'm going to lose. I mean, I finished last, right? Didn't I finish last in this thing last spring?
You did.
Jackson's offering some auto tune.
Does Jackson know how to do that?
Yes. Jackson does know how to do that.
We got a whole bunch of fancy, you know, thingamabobbers.
Now I'm in a bad mood. Now I have this podcast may not run.
You're a loser, baby.
All right. Who's going to be in charge of keeping these standings?
I will keep track of it just as I kept track of the
I need to have a multi-week advance notice so I can figure out how to wiggle out of this agreement. I'll hire
it was your mistake. You did leave it up to McMahon.
Oh, I should have just ended the podcast.
I mean, did your dog just get run over? Are you okay?
I just know how embarrassing it's gonna be and how
or did you did you go out of town for a few days and you came back home and there was a dog? Like, what's wrong,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, well, you can have my dog. I wish you just would have asked for it. I'm the only person in America who doesn't like their dog.
Two of us.
Oh, Lordy.
All right. Thanks for listening to Collective Podcast. We hope you enjoy the season. We'll talk to you later this week.
Adios, amigos.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.